It is no secret that we are living in the digital age. Technological advancements continue to grow at an unprecedented rate. Digital capabilities are impacting our businesses, making competition fiercer and increasing the need to expedite time to market. To succeed today, organizations must rapidly improve, innovate, and adapt to changing market demands or lose their foothold in the market. The key imperative for companies to be successful is speed to market. And one of the clearest ways to achieve this is by updating our old ways of working, waterfall, with more agile ways of working. In the digital world, countless organizations have achieved this speed through agile and DevOps practices. But agile and DevOps ways of working aren't just for software companies or digital natives. Today, these ways of working are crucial for all businesses, including those that create cyber-physical systems, combining software with hardware and firmware. And yet, few of these companies have successfully adopted these ways of working, putting the majority in the dangerous position of falling behind their competition. The need for speed. In the 2022 State of Agile report, which surveyed more than 3,000 people from across industries and countries, 52% of respondents reported that accelerating time to market was a key benefit of transitioning to agile ways of working. This benefit was coupled with organizations' desire to move quickly while still remaining predictable. In addition, 47% of respondents reported that agile teams are measured by the speed of delivery, which highlights the organization's continued desire to deliver in shorter lead times. Over the past decade, Agile and DevOps have produced dramatic changes in the way software teams develop and deploy value to their customers. According to a 2019 Harvard Business Review report, organizations that have implemented Agile and DevOps practices demonstrated increased speed to market, named by 70%. Productivity, 67%, customer relevance, 67%, innovation, 66%, and product or service quality, 64%. Data from a 2020 report from the Standish Group shows that agile projects are 3 times more likely to succeed than waterfall projects, and waterfall projects are 2 times more likely to fail. In addition, their data indicates that large agile projects succeed at twice the rate of non-agile projects and fail half as often. Clearly, the ability to react to market demands and deliver value with speed has become a key differentiator in digital products and companies. But it does not end there. This need for speed is not limited to the digital world. Nicola Acciolini describes in his publication, Agile Manufacturing, Strategies for Adaptive, Resilient, and Sustainable Manufacturing, that there is a growing need for flexibility and speed on the production line, and the ability to respond to changing markets and increasingly customized offerings in ever shorter cycle times. We recognize the growing imperative to respond to changing priorities as we build cyber-physical systems, that is, those that combine software, firmware, hardware, and manufacturing. Applying Agile and DevOps ways of working in the development of cyber-physical systems through manufacturing presents an opportunity to reap significant rewards, as these systems are often large, complex, and worth millions to billions of dollars. Companies that embrace these practices can achieve speed to market and can experience increased adaptability, shorter delivery schedules, reduced development costs, increased quality, and higher transparency into delivery. This need for speed in cyber-physical systems goes beyond the commercial industry.